Hello, I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Now, to begin, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet blog, or television station?
No.
Thank you very much. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white, African-American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Native American or American Indian, or mixed race?
Yeah, all those choices, huh?
Yes, this is just for classification purposes.
African-American.
Thank you very much. Now, we know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Oh, I'll vote.
And is that a definitely or probably?
Yes, definitely, yes.
Thank you. Now, just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, what is your age?
70.
Thank you very much. And would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
I'd say more important, yes.
And is that somewhat more important or much more important?
No, much more important, yeah.
Thank you. Now, regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Independent.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I approve.
And is that somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm satisfied with the way the country's headed. We're moving forward.
Thank you. And in your opinion, would you say economic conditions in the country are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
I'd say getting better.
Now, I'd like to read you what some others have said they believe are threats to the African American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threats to the African American community right now? You may choose up to two. We have the lack of quality education opportunities, Donald Trump getting elected president again, cuts to the social safety net like Social Security, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, stagnant wages and rising costs, a lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community, or rising crime and violence?
The Supreme Court and Donald Trump.
And Donald Trump getting elected president. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. On which 100 means? Yes.
Is this much longer? How much longer is this?
It is. Well, we're halfway there. We still have a few more questions, but we're about. They go by really fast.
Okay.
Now, thank you. Now, please rate your feelings on a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel, and if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, let me know. The first one is Project 2025.
Okay. I'm sorry, darling. I'm trying to run a business here.
I'm so sorry about that. Is there any other time that we can call you back?
Yeah. Okay. Monday, I guess, would be good. Yeah.
On Monday. Thank you very much. We'll try again then.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, bye.
Goodbye. Okay, let's see if it works.